He was, to all intents and purposes, America's priest. Billy Graham dominated the religious landscape here for more than six decades, getting his start in 1949 when he pitched a circus tent in Los Angeles and began spreading the word.
We already have reservations from some of the movie people for tomorrow evening. Most of them have not known Christ is Savior. I trust you'll be praying that they might hear the gospel.
In a country that separates church and state, presidents were united by their reverence for Billy Graham. A regular visitor to the White House, he officiated at presidential inaugurations, funerals, and the National Service of Remembrance after the attacks on 9/11.
We're facing a new kind of enemy. We're involved in a new kind of warfare, and we need the help of the Spirit of God.
He eschewed radical politics. Jesus, he liked to say, had no political party. But he built his ministry into a global powerhouse, personally preaching to more than 215 million people worldwide and, in effect, creating the modern evangelical movement. I'm Simon Marks in Washington for Vatican Radio.